Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have two Albarinos to review, and I should point out that these days, because of our crazy schedules, we're not tasting wine together, so we're sort of doing our reports on our own.
It's a temporary thing.
It's true. So I'm hoping...
We are striving to get back in sync.
Exactly so. So, two Albarinos. Let's start with you, madame.
Okay. So, I was at my local wine store recently and was invited to taste a very special Albarino, a $47 bottle of Albarino, which I don't know that I've had before. Albarinos from the Rías Baixas region of Spain usually run anywhere between $15 and $20. This one, why $47? These are 200-year-old vines, small quantities, of course. It was delightful. This wine is characterized by the sea. It's near the sea, so you get all of the brine, the salt air, and it had all of that. It also had a really nice heft. I mean, Albarino is known for being really crisp and light, not throwaway, but light. And this one had a little more to it, really golden color. It was gorgeous. It would be a nice investment for a special shellfish dinner.
And the particular Albarino in question we're talking about is the 2011 Cepas Velhas, which means old vines, Albarino de Ferriero. Excellent. My Albarino comes from not too far from the Liberty Reservoir.
And that would be this is one of those Westminster wines.
This is one of those Westminster wines. The old Westminster Winery, Drew and Lisa Baker, the founders, they are doing some very nice work. Albarino is a thick-skinned grape, so it can withstand the humidity in Maryland and the various pests that we have a lot of in Maryland in the summer. And I think that makes for a very, very fine local product. And both Black Ankle are doing it. And I think Albarino is here to stay.
There's another winery in Westminster called Serpent Ridge, and they're making Albarino as well. A very nice one.
This was a perfectly well-balanced Albarino, 2650. It was heady. It had that New World big upfront fruit that you would expect from when you take Albarino into this country, but I thought they're doing a very nice job, and I enjoyed this wine a lot.
I'm glad to hear that there's some local Albarino.
There are some nice
ones.
On
the vine.
Thick skin. That's the answer, MZ.
Oh, it's the answer to everything, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Forward Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.